Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. In the presidential debate this week, President Donald Trump said both the rector of the CDC and the doctor in charge of Operation Warp Speed were wrong when they said a COVID vaccine would not be widely available until next summer. As Texas Public Radio's Bonnie Petrie reports, FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn says his agency will not be influenced by political considerations.
President Trump has suggested several times that a vaccine may be approved by the FDA before Election Day. But Hahn says he doesn't feel any pressure to move forward with a vaccine before all the required information is in.
November 3rd does not factor into this. It is when the data are available for us to review. I think everyone in America wants a vaccine as soon as possible, but everybody in America wants a vaccine that's safe and effective.
Hahn says he doesn't know when or if any of the three COVID vaccine candidates in phase three trials will reach his office for approval. I'm Bonnie Petrie in San Antonio.
Firefighters in the San Francisco Bay Area are battling high winds whipping up the glass fire in Napa and Sonoma counties. As KQED's Rachel Myra reports, difficult weather conditions continue to challenge firefighters.
The glass fire is nowhere near California's biggest this record-breaking year, but it's raging within a densely populated region, something Battalion Chief Mark Brunton says firefighters are keenly aware of.
We're doing everything we can to try to mitigate that threat, but it is something we're extremely concerned with. The fire conditions are such and the fuel conditions are so dry.
With 24 major wildfires active now across the state, firefighters are spread thin and leaning on force multipliers from elsewhere, including National Guard troops from as far east as Wisconsin. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Myro.
The Trump administration is cutting refugee admissions to historically low levels, citing health and safety concerns. Some faith-based groups that support refugees are calling it immoral. Here's NPR's Michelle Kelman.
The administration has informed Congress that it will allow only 15,000 refugees to be resettled in the U.S., far below historic norms. Reverend John McCullough of Church World Service describes the decision as a moral failure and a disgrace to the American legacy of welcome. The State Department says the administration is prioritizing the safety and well-being of Americans, especially in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. A former department official who now runs Refugees International calls that ironic, pointing out that hundreds of thousands of already resettled immigrants and refugees work on the front lines of the U.S. COVID-19 response. Michelle Kelleman, NPR News, Washington.
Mortgage rates came down slightly this week and remain at levels that by any standard are historically low. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year loan fell to 2.8% from 2.9% last week. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 35 points. This is NPR. Airplane builder Boeing is now confirming it intends to shut down an assembly line in the Seattle area next year and build all of its larger 787 jetliners in South Carolina instead. Boeing says it's making the move to shutter the Seattle assembly line in an effort to preserve cash, with demand for new jets severely reduced by the coronavirus pandemic. The twin-engine 787 is one of Boeing's biggest jets, used primarily for international routes. A federal judge in Boston has determined that Northeastern University does not owe anything to students who filed a class action lawsuit seeking refunds for tuition for the spring semester. From GBH in Boston, Kirk Parapeza has the story.
The students had argued it was unfair for Northeastern to keep tuition payments because administrators sent them packing and moved their classes online after the coronavirus broke out in March. The judge disagreed, noting that the lawsuit fails to establish that students were guaranteed in-person instruction. Northeastern isn't alone. Students have filed lawsuits seeking refunds against Harvard, Brandeis, Brown, and Boston University. Legal experts say there are no precedents for these cases, which represent a new financial threat to many colleges that rely on tuition as their primary source of income. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Boston.
Goldman Sachs has apparently won out over Barclays PLC in a bidding battle over General Motors' credit card business. According to a report by the Wall Street Journal, Goldman agreeing to pay $2.5 billion for GM's credit card issuer Capital One Financial. Sources say the deal could be finalized in coming weeks. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.